This episode is sponsored by our friends at SongTrust. SongTrust is the world's largest technology solution for global music publishing, royalty collection, and administration. It was founded to simplify music rights management and to remove complexity from the publishing landscape. SongTrust collects publishing royalties for more than 2 million songs with a community of more than 300,000 songwriters and rights holders. Use promo code PUBCAST20 and sign up for 20% off your SongTrust registration.
Hey everyone, I'm Tim with AIMP Nashville PubCast. We're continuing our series of mashup episodes where we ask each of our guests the same question and then share with you the best answers. Today's mashup is best advice. We all have had mentors who's passed down their pearls of wisdom to us, and here's what our guest had to share. First up is David Israelite of the NMPA, and he gives us some great job advice.
We have one last question, and this one's easy. We all have mentors. We have people that have guided us along our journey. And again, you've had quite a interesting career in two different kind of worlds that have merged into one. But what is some of the best advice you have received and maybe continue to apply in your life?
Well, you're exactly right. I've been very fortunate in my life to have wonderful mentors in politics and government and law and now in the music industry. You know, one piece of advice that I was given that I seem to always fall back on is act like the person you want to be. And I think that's just a great reminder that every morning when you wake up, sometimes it's hard to make big changes in your life, but if you just approach each day by acting like the person you hope to be or want to be, it's a pretty good guide for how to act that day. In terms of advice I've given, you know, I don't presume to have given any good advice to anyone, and I certainly would love to be a mentor to others the way that I've been lucky to have mentors. And I get a lot of young people, especially in Washington, D.C., that maybe want to break into politics or government or music and that ask for advice. And, you know, one thing that I've always found to be helpful when talking to people about this is that they should do their job like they're auditioning for their next job. And what I mean by that is that, you know, especially in Washington, it's such a transient place where people are always looking to move up. Every job is considered a stepping stone to the next one. And you have a lot of ambitious people in Washington. I think that's true in the music industry too. And sometimes you're doing a job that is not your career goal or your ultimate end dream job. And it's easy to think maybe you're above it or that you're just doing it temporarily till something better can come along. But what you fail to realize is the way that you progress and the way that you advance in your career is by doing that job well. And I think about all the people that I've promoted in my organization, and they're the ones that did the job they had really, really well, which makes you want to trust them and give them more responsibility and move them up. And that's something that I think is a good piece of advice, especially for young people that are just breaking in with entry-level jobs that find maybe the work to be, you know, not satisfying or potentially below them or not their career goal. And what they sometimes fail to realize is that the only way you get to those things is by treating that job like it's an audition for your next one.
Now we have Tally Canterbury with 50 Egg, who shares with us some advice I personally subscribe to.
When I worked for Buddy Killen, I even wrote it down on one of his business cards that I actually keep today because, you know, he passed away back in 2006 or 2007, I think it was. And it was, you have to be willing to go beyond where everybody else is willing to go. And I tell that to every intern that comes in our building. And I mean it. If you see a wastebasket that's full, take it out to the trash. Don't think it's beneath you. Do it. Because if you make yourself just completely indispensable, then you will get a job. And I've always felt like that's the best mentality to have as a songwriter, as an artist, as an intern, as a CEO, as a lawyer, as anything, is that just don't see yourself in a certain box. Go outside the box, go outside your comfort zone. Nothing's beneath you. And that's one of my biggest things that I hope people are learning in Belmont and MTSU and everywhere else, is that don't just say, oh, I only want to do this, because you know what? This industry's not going to tolerate that.
And next up is Alicia Pruitt with Mad Fun Entertainment, who reminds us to check our attitude at the door.
When I was leaving a company by the name of Big Tractor Music and I was going to Warner Chapel, I had like five or six songwriters that I had signed at Big Tractor. And I was at South by Southwest at the time, which is a music festival in Austin, Texas. And I was sitting down to breakfast with Pat Higdon, and who's a legendary publisher in this town. And I had told him, I said, Pat, like, oh my God, I'm getting ready to leave Big Tractor. What are they going to do? Like, I feel so terrible. I'm going to Warner Chapel. And he honestly, Tim, he looked up at me and he goes, Alicia, don't ever think you're that good. There'll be somebody else that'll replace you and they'll be good too. And I remember in that moment, just kind of going, you know what? He's right. He's completely right. So for me, that advice, there were so many different thoughts that ran through my head on that of like, A, like, don't be too cocky. B, yeah, you're probably good, but there'll be somebody else that's good. I think for me, it's just always be humble in your approaches on things and just know that really it takes hard work and dedication to all this. And I think what he was trying to portray to me in that moment, and I've laughed at him at, you know, since then, like, Pat, you remember telling me that? He's like, no. I'm like, you devastated me that day, but 2 weeks later I was totally cool. But you know, it was like, I think that's the best advice of just know that there's been good people before you and there'll be good people after you. And just always show up with a toolbox that you're ready to work. That's the best part of advice, you know?
Lastly, we have Will Hoffman, manager with Sheltered Music, who gives us an amazing gut check.
I'll say this, and this is a little, yeah, Bill Hamm had a lot of good ones. My favorite one was when he just looked at all of us in the big conference table in Austin, you know, that huge conference table with a giant sound system. And he just looked at us down the table and he said, boys, it's time to go to town. None of us knew what the hell that meant, but what the hell he was talking about. But I'm pretty sure we went to town after that and pretty sure, you know, we had a run. But I think I am going to go to Bill Hamm. And I'm going to go to a little bit of a darker place with it. Bill Hamm, the instant that he knew that he didn't believe in what we were doing, he was out. And there was just a moment where he said, guys, I don't think you have the songs. And we said, Bill, we think we do. And we want to put this record out. He was right and we were wrong. And he was absolutely fearless with what he believed in. And that was an amazing lesson about you know, what you as a manager are laying on the line for an artist. And he just cut it like that. It was so simple for him. I'm not saying it was easy for him. It certainly wasn't easy on the band, but it was an incredibly binary decision.
Interesting. I haven't had advice like that. It is a little on the dark side, but it is a reality of what we do, and you have to hear it and you have to hold up the mirror and be honest with yourself, which I'm sure, as you said, as an act, that's got to be hard to go, he was right, and admit that.
Because he was right. He was so right. He was so right. And the one thing I'm relentless with about the artists that I work with is lyric. Like, I will never let him get away with something on the lyric side, because I know that was the fail point for my band.
Hey, thanks for listening to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. We hope you subscribe in your favorite podcast platform and follow us at AIMP Nashville to stay up to date and informed in the world of music publishing and songwriting. The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is created by executive producers Del Bobo and yours truly, Tim Hunzi, producer Brandon Harrington, mixing and editing by Casey Porter. Thanks again for listening and supporting the AIMP Nashville Pubcast.
Hey.